The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you. Something unusual, right? So listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the thrilled and proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. You're never going to see the magnificent formulas, the magnificent combinations, the proteins, the organic nutrients, the combinations. You can't get them anywhere else, and great prices. Variety? That is the spice. And don't forget the broth, organic broth cafe at Alive and Well, the broad spectrum word for broth. All kinds of wondrous organic vegetables, all kinds of wondrous wild proteins, whether your choice is vegan, non-vegan, it's all there. Wild fish, organic chickens and meats, organic vegan choices. And we really, the vegetables and everything across the boards is organic. And our thrill is always the excitement every single day of the local organic farmers and bringing in the magnificent produce and grown organically. And don't forget the high concentration of organic juices. I'm a green juice fanatic and just love it. It's very high concentration, only in glass. And we're thrilled to have all of those stupendous choices that are there, and delicious and wonderful, and everybody is so happy with the broth cafe at Alive and Well, and so are we. And, you know, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications, take them off doctor's area. But we love to give the education, to share the great news. And, again, we're applauding the holistically minded medical doctors like Dr. Joseph Mercola, starting out the show today. And how many times have our dear friends heard us talk about the importance of the right types of enzymes rather than terrible chemicals and drugs? And he is writing here, and I'll share it with you, Den, Enzyme Fundamentals. This is Dr. Mercola, and what he does is report. It's analysis, fact check, all clinical trials and how he backs that up. And I will be sharing that with you. And the story at a glance is, as Dr. Mercola says, your body secretes enzymes to catalyze biological reactions, making these enzymes vital to good health and longevity. Each organ has its own set of enzymes, and each enzyme has a different function, says Dr. Mercola. Enzymes can be broadly divided into digestive enzymes, metabolic enzymes, and food-based enzymes. There are two primary ways of using enzyme supplements, digestively and systematically. Well, how many times you heard Mona Dennis say that? That's not Dr. Mercola.
For sure. That's
many,
right.
Many, many. Taken with food, the right enzymes will digest the food, and other enzymes pass through your systemically digestive system and then your blood circulation, providing systemic benefits. And we're about to give it to you, Dan.
There's so many minute, microscopic, submicroscopic enzyme functions that go on. I'm sorry you may get tired of hearing this, but the human cell, you can't even see a human cell. And the enzymes that work on those cells are even smaller. I put them under a microscope and you can see what's really going on with cells and enzymes and different metabolic functions in your body. But the enzymatic reactions and co-reactions that occur with every single cell in your body is just staggering. And what's so neat about it is what Dr. McCullough points out and what other enzymologists point out so frequently is that the enzyme functions are very basic, are the very basic metabolic factors which create you, all right, amplified to the nth degree of God knows how many billions of trillions, and suddenly there is you. You're a result of good, healthy enzyme interaction.
Right, and he says enzymes are proteins composed of individual amino acids. They are absolutely crucial to speed up many cellular functions and biological processes. Your body secretes enzymes to catalyze biological reactions, making them vital to good health and longevity. And as he starts out saying that the digestive enzymes, such as protease, lipase, and amylase, and all the others, are needed for digestion, nutrient absorption, and elimination. And then he goes on, and I'll give this to you in a second, the types of enzymes and their functions. Enzymes, he says, can be broadly divided into the following categories. Digestive enzymes, involved in digestion, the breaking down of foods into nutrients and elimination of waste product. Digestive enzymes are extracellular, meaning they're found outside your cells. There are five primary digestive enzymes, each designed to break down different types of food. Protease, these enzymes break down protein. And would you continue right up there?
You bet.
Oh, right ahead.
There's protease, which works on proteins, the doctor says. Also, amylase breaks down carbohydrates and sugars and starches. And lipase, this enzyme breaks down fats. If you have IBS, any kind of inflammatory bowel condition, cystic fibrosis or celiac disease, or no gallbladder or no gallbladder dysfunction and or obesity, you may benefit from higher levels of lipase. Why? Because it digests fats. And all those other functions, the gallbladder, et cetera, they also contribute to digesting fats and metabolizing the fats. Also, the doctor says, be aware that fluoridated water can decrease lipase and protease production. Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Again, man's improvement of what goes on in the name of chemical science. It just is not science at all. It's just flooding the system with different chemicals, which they have no idea what's going to happen. Anyhow, going on, the doctor talks about lactase, breaks down milk sugar, lactose, in dairy products, and sucrase breaks down sucrose, sugars. Then there's the metabolic enzyme, which we've talked about for so many years. Metabolic enzymes are what you find in the pain power.
Right.
These enzymes are involved in energy production and detoxification.
Exactly.
And metabolic enzymes are intracellular, meaning inside your cells, where they help the cell carry out a variety of functions related to its reproduction and replenishment. Now keep in mind again, folks, a human cell you can't see unless you put it under a microscope. You don't even know it's there. Okay? But within that cell, their enzymatic functions. Ay, 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 ay. The miracle of life is just incredible.
It is. And we have, and even as recently as just yesterday, but we have it all the time, all ages, all different people taking the Alive and Well Super Digest enzyme, digesting food perfectly, assimilating the food, and the difference in the quality of life, the improvement of the whole gastrointestinal tract, and absorption of nutrients. Such a difference in the Super Digest enzyme.
And he doesn't go into it here, but by our mid-50s, holistic physicians talk about, we don't make enzymes in the 50s, the 40s, like we did when we were in our teens and our preteen years and young adults, okay? We just don't make those enzymes, so we don't make the right food conversions, the right reconstruction of nutrients within our diet to create new life, abundant life. So the food-based enzymes, these are what you find in the raw, uncooked, unprocessed foods, such as organic vegetables and fermented foods and vitamin supplements, which is the Super Digest enzyme.
That's right. And then
incorporates all of those.
And then we couldn't be more crucial than taking the right enzymes, systemic enzymes, to eat up inflammation, throughout the body, which
That's
is why the pain
does.
Power, systemic enzymes eating up inflammation. And just like he says right here, all right? As explained in a report by nutraceutical researcher, says Dr. McCullough, but he's reporting the nutraceutical researcher John Barron, proteolytic enzymes are taken for systemic benefit. They help eliminate pathogens, that's bad bugs, allergens, and rogue destructive cells, these proteolytic enzymes, by destroying and digesting their protein-based shield. That's so important, a big action of pain power. Systematically, proteolytic enzymes have the ability to interfere with enzyme production caused by cancers, thereby slowing down the cancer's growth, says the doctor, quoted by Trials. And he says, systemic use of proteolytic enzymes combats inflammation. As Dennis has often explained that, in your gut, proteases, proteolytic enzymes break down dietary protein and protein-based foreign bodies, as they function as digestive aids. And in your blood, however, they act as blood cleansers that combat inflammation and enhance your immune system. We want to talk about how these systemic enzymes, that's pain power, is a leading thing, that how these enzymes and what they do to the inflammatory process.
Word for word, folks, breaking it down. Verbatim. The doctor goes on to say that these systemic enzymes break down foreign proteins in your blood that cause inflammation. Well, foreign proteins in your blood are amplified, made more dense, if you will, and more numerous by eating sugars and carbohydrates, all of which contribute to the creation of this foreign inflammatory response. Goes on to say the systemic enzymes, such as in the pain power, facilitate the removal of inflammatory proteins via your bloodstream and the lymphatic system, and it reduces edema in inflamed regions, the water accumulation. Systemic enzymes significantly increase the potency of macrophages and killer cells. Ha, ha, ha.
Right,
so
right,
now we're
right.
Getting into our immune system. Very basic. Killer cells and macrophages go after what? The very formation of disease, which is created by sugars and carbohydrates. The chronic inflammation is the hotbed, the breeding ground of all disease, says all physicians, holistic and not so holistic. And the systemic enzymes, such as pain power, reduce fibrin that prolongs inflammation. Fibrin is a clotting material that restricts blood flow, found both in your bloodstream and connective tissue, such as your muscles. And cancer cells also hide under a cloak of fibrin to escape detection. See, what are we talking?
That's right.
It's submicroscopic stuff that's going on, folks.
That's right.
And we don't even recognize until we get a symptom, we get a pain, we get an ache, we get a whatever. Well, go back to the basics. The basics are enzymes.
That's right.
Enzyme function and detoxification.
Which is why pain power is such a it's an ace player. It's a leading player with all the enzymes properly put together, no side effects, no allergens, zero allergens on the planet or animals or anything like that, and a full dose of the active ingredient in curcumin with a high absorption, and the ancient Mother Mary herb, which was, you know, Boswellia, actually, that's right, and the frankincense extract.
Doctor goes on to say that once cancer cells are uncloaked, revealed, laid bare, they can be spotted and attacked by your immune system. It's also thought that fibrin makes cancer cells clump together, which increases the chances of metastases. Fibrin accumulation is also responsible for scar tissue in damaged muscles or at a surgical site. If the buildup is excessive, which can easily occur if your blood flow is poor due to low enzymatic activity, the scar tissue can lead to chronic problems, Excessive scar tissue then has to be removed surgically, but it also can be removed systemically systemic enzymes, says the doctor.
And the pain goes away without the serious side effects. And we have reports from all top doctors this week on the research on the terrible drugs that are given to people rather than taking a great nutrient like Pain Power. And we'll
get to
that.
She goes on to say that excess fibrin in your blood also can raise your risk of heart attack and or stroke. And symptoms of excess fibrin include chronic fatigue, poor healing ability, inflammation, chronic inflammation. Once more, there it is.
That's right.
And the pain and derived from that inflammation, and high blood pressure. Your blood pressure is high. Well, it's high for a reason, and the reason is there's a host of inflammatory and negative enzymes activity going on there.
And you know, this is the week when top doctors are reporting about how terrible the other meds are for you and what they do. And we want to touch on that, because Pain Power is really your power player with the zero side effects. And here's Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, famous doctor, MD, writing. I'm quoting him. A British medical journal, BMJ, that's the top British doctor medical journal. Review of all the studies, including more than 100,000 patients, showed that arthritis medications called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, dramatically increase, says the doctor, heart attack death risk.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this?
Read that again.
Okay, the British Medical Journal. Review of all the studies, including more than 100,000 patients, showed that arthritis medications called NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that you can buy over the counter, dramatically increased heart attack death risk. Now another study called the INVEST study with over 22,000 patients had confirmed this problem. And the doctor goes on, many adults suffer from arthritis and aches and pains. Arthritis NSAID medications such as ibuprofen, says the doctor, are in very common use. The use of these arthritis medications increased after research showed that Vioxx increased heart attack risk. It was pulled from the market because of this.
May I interject something right here? Vioxx was considered to be the master painkiller of all time.
Yeah, boy, it's a master killer.
It was a natural killer. Now, this is no exaggeration. Hundreds of thousands of people died from using Vioxx.
That's right.
And it passed the FDA approval list. It's safe to take. It's good for
pain.
Right?
And thankfully
that's what happens with drug industry.
And then he goes on to say, Dr. Teitelbaum, in the report, many adults suffer from arthritis and other aches and pains. Arthritis NSAID medications such as ibuprofen are very common use. The use of these arthritis medications increased after research showed that Vioxx increased heart attack risk. It was pulled from the market. Unfortunately, this was, as he says, like jumping from the frying pan into the fire, says the doctor. Research has shown that arthritis NSAID medications cause over 16,500 U.S. deaths a year from bleeding ulcers, a doubling of heart attacks, vascular disease, and the number one killer in the United States. They double it. Now, the INVEST study has shown that in adults who already have high blood pressure and heart disease, being on arthritis NSAID medications more than double their risk of heart attack and death.
Again, NSAID means...
NSAIDs.
NSAID means non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Okay, that's what NSAIDs are. And they are killers.
They absolutely are. And you know, I'll give this to you... Because here is a very famous cardiologist. He's got a huge host of things. Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD, cardiologist, famous background. And he says opioids pose heart risk. The dangers posed by opioid drugs are making headlines because of their potential to cause overdoses. Recent research finds that it increased the likelihood of heart-related death. The study, says the doctor, involved more than 45,000 adult Medicaid patients in Tennessee over 13 years. They were prescribed drugs for chronic pain, not caused by cancer, but other ailments such as persistent backaches and arthritis. And he says here, All right. Okay. Half of the participants received long-acting opioids, including oxycodone, control release, methadone, and fentanyl skin patches. The others had prescription for non-opioid drugs. Those using opioid painkillers had a 64% higher risk of dying within 6 months after starting treatment.
And they all passed FDA approval. It's safe to use. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible?
Yes, and then he goes on to say that these opioids remain in the body a long time, and the body's prolonged exposure increased risk for toxic reactions, says the authors in the study, which appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Can you read that summation there? Go right ahead.
Again, folks, as you probably have deemed by now, we don't create this stuff.
No,
and
we're quoting the studies.
We're reporting what doctors say about it.
And these are the doctors reporting it. Go ahead. Right at the top.
What you must know before popping another pill, says the doctor. Do you or a loved one suffer from some form of arthritis? Half of mature adults end up with the painful wear and tear condition called osteoarthritis. And millions more people, Americans, suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, gout, and other less common arthritic conditions. He used the word diseases. I'm sorry, I misread that. The other less common arthritic diseases. So doctors write millions of prescriptions for medications that treat the symptoms of the disease. Millions more folks with arthritis buy pain-relieving drugs available with or without a prescription at their nearby drugstore. Yet, side effects from these drugs are actually worse than the condition itself.
Unreal. Unreal, unreal, unreal.
I paused there. That was called a dramatic pause, okay?
Ah, you can hardly breathe when you see this and how across the boards these are given to people and that these murderous drugs are available over the counter, everything.
And they have baby aspirin.
Oh, yeah.
Something safe to give to your baby.
Unreal.
Unbelievable?
It's unbelievable.
One more time. Here's what the doctor says this, a quote. Yet the side effects from these drugs are actually worse than the condition itself. The doctor goes on to say the myriad dangerous side effects from various over-the-counter and prescribed drugs used for arthritis include stomach ulcers, gastrointestinal bleeding, cancer, diabetes, heart attacks, suicidal thoughts, and suicidal culminations, actions, and many others. Most mainstream doctors don't even know about safe, scientifically proven natural remedies for arthritis, which do exist, says the doctor. And because they aren't highly publicized, many of these therapies are virtually unknown to the general public. And then we come back to pain power.
That's right.
Pain power of systemic enzymes. Systemic enzymes work to reduce chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation, say all the research scientists, natural and holistic and not so natural and holistic. It's chronic inflammation is the breeding ground, the hotbed.
That's right.
The whole start, the whole source of every, spell that E-V-E-R-Y, of every disease known to science.
And in this big time report about these drugs and what they do, and here's a host of doctors, Dr. Johnny Bowden, Dr. Robert Siegel, MD, top cardiologist, Dr. Gita Tricot, leading cancer researcher, professor emeritus from the University of Iowa, Dr. Deborah Gordon, all of these doctors put this new information, top arthritis drug linked to cancer. And they say Big Pharma has done it again. One of Big Pharma's top arthritis drugs, and they quote the studies, is actually linked, these doctors, to very serious health issues, including cancer. According to a study, say the doctors, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, medical journal, big time, a medication aimed at remedying rheumatoid arthritis, RA, called Okay. Xeljanz, otherwise known as tofacitinib, increases your risk of heart attack, stroke, and cancer. This drug falls under the class known as JAK inhibitors, a new class of arthritis drugs. So, and how deadly they are. Okay, updated clinical trials have found that this tofacitinib in patients were 33% more likely to suffer heart attacks and strokes. Plus, they had a whopping, say the doctors, 48% higher risk of developing cancer. Are we hearing this?
Are we hearing this? Is
48%
this
increased
incredible?
Risk of cancer. Okay.
Does the warning come with each and every prescription that you buy? Yes, probably they have to give you a long page or two or whatever the required printed matter might be. Then the FDA then washes its hands of any responsibility because now you've been informed.
Right.
If you take this drug, you're liable to get cancer, you're liable to get a heart attack, you're liable to get some other disastrous health scenario in your body.
And they said here that the updated clinical trials show that these patients taking this drug, 33% more likely to heart attack and stroke, and 48% higher risk of developing all forms of cancer.
That's one in three or one in two developing these terrible conditions from an approved drug by the drug cartel. And that's what the FDA is, folks. The Food and Drug Administration is representative of the food and drug industry. And they are there to market. They are there to sell. They're there to create new selling profit products to foist upon the public. So the FDA, of course, gives approval. In fact, I wish I could remember the drug name. But I was so astounded. They go through the motions of approving or non-approving a product. And there's a panel of, say, 12 doctors and or pharmacists and or supposedly scientific-minded persons. They're going to give approval or non-approval to a new drug to market it for whatever the condition the drug is purported to help.
That's right, that's
help.
Right. And here's a top
wait
doctor.
A minute,
yes,
a minute,
go right ahead.
Minute.
Go ahead.
A new drug has been approved. Well, not really approved because all 12 members of the approval board voted against it. However, the administrative staff of the Food and Drug Administration says, well, we're going to approve it anyway. Even though it was 12 to nothing not to approve it, we're going to approve it.
Unreal.
Folks, they're there for one reason.
You bet it.
They are there to sell drugs.
There it is.
They're not there to create life or create health.
And these decent doctors, here's an MD, Dr. Josh Ask, reports that problems from taking over-the-counter pain relievers are very serious, says the doctor. He says increased risk of heart failure, gastrointestinal damage, ulceration, higher risk of kidney failure, he says. What's more, Advil, Aleve, and other OTC, over-the-counter pain relievers, cause 103,000 hospitalizations and 16,500 deaths a year, confirmed by the American Gastroenterological Association, the doctor's gastroenterologist, confirming that it caused all those deaths and hospitalizations, Advil, Aleve, and other OTCs. And then it's all this news coming out. And here's big-time doctors reporting that a common painkillers raise heart failure risk in people with type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And here they go, and they're quoting, people with type 2 diabetes face a substantially increased risk of heart failure if they take ibuprofen or some other type of NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, a new Danish medical study shows. Short-term use increased the risk of hospitalization, according to the study. And then they go on and say that for heart failure by 43%, increase among 331,000 people in Denmark who had type 2 diabetes but no previous heart problems, according to research presented at the European Society of Cardiology's annual meeting in Barcelona. And the NSAIDs increased risk of heart attack and type 2 diabetes.
NSAIDs, again, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
300% higher heart failure tripling. And this was the Danish study. Dr. Anders Holt, cardiologist with Copenhagen University in Denmark. And he goes on about the NSAIDs have been associated with heart failure among the general population, but those who have diabetes have a much higher risk and increased risk of heart failure. Okay. It just goes on and on and on. Can you read the, you know, the last two summation? Read the last two summations, please.
Okay, again, verbatim, folks. About one in six patients included in the study were prescribed at least one non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug within a year of their type 2 diabetes diagnosis. Ibuprofen was the most commonly used, with 12% of diabetics picking up a prescription. The next most common was diclofenac, which was used by about 3% of patients. Both of those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs were associated with an increased risk of hospitalization for heart failure among diabetics, the study showed. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they went on to say, mainly increase heart failure risk by causing fluid retention, Dr. Janos said. This increases blood volume and places greater demands on the heart. These drugs also, quote, have impact on the lining of the blood vessels, where they are known to increase blood pressure, said Dr. Greg Fonaro, interim chief of cardiology at UCLA.
Yes, and it's interesting that that is brought up right now, because here's a huge study that they bring out that the review shows that that super pure omega-3 reduces blood pressure. And here's, listen to this, a daily purest fish oil omega-3 dose of at least 2 to 3 grams per day has the most potential to lower blood pressure, according to a medical review of 71 studies.
71 studies.
It's like they go on to say the meta-analysis published this month in the Journal of the American Heart Association, the Doctor Journal, found even higher doses of EPA DHA yield greater blood pressure lowering benefits, especially amongst hypertensive, hyperlipidemic, and older populations. And here's the doctor's quote. The research improves our understanding of the significant effects of omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, on blood pressure reduction, said the University of Science and Technology. DHA and EPA dose and blood pressure reduction in many groups would help reform preventive strategies for reducing cardiovascular risks in the general adult population, say the doctors. The findings tally, they go along with a European Union authorized statement that since 2009, high doses of DHA and EPA have maintained normal blood pressure. Now, all the drugs that they give, instead of not taking the, which were proven in the, all these clinical trials of the EPA and the DHA.
Go back again, which we've said for many years now. We repeat this periodically. The thousands of studies have been done, tests, double-blind placebo-controlled studies, have been done with super omega-3 fish oil. And what they have found is that invariably, if when you get enough of the super omega-3, now that number, the omega-3 number is derived from adding the EPA content of fish oil capsule to the DHA content of the fish oil capsule. In the super omega-3, the formulation is each capsule gives 600 milligrams combined, which is a high potency among all kinds of different comparative products. But you'll find fish oil being promoted on the market as being 1,000 milligrams. Well, yeah, it's 1,000 milligrams of oil, but the actual numbers of EPA and DHA, which added together make the omega-3, are very low in those products. And it's the consensus of opinion of thousands of studies of super omega-3 is that when you get 3 grams, that's 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 per day, you provide your brain a perfect lube job. You provide your eyes a perfect lube job. You provide your heart and every cell in your heart a perfect lube job. You provide your entire anatomy, every artery, every capillary, every blood passageway, a perfect lube job. What does that mean? It means it's anti-inflammatory. It reduces inflammation. It slows down the degradation, the aging, and the destruction of blood passageways. That's what it means.
Right.
So that the cholesterol is no longer the problem. It never was the problem, say holistic physicians around the world. Cholesterol itself is not the creator of heart disease, they say. But cholesterol is a victim of inflammation. And inflammation is curtailed very efficiently by using what? The super omega-3 EPA and DHA components.
Right.
Making omega-3 the major, major lubricant of your brains, your eyes, your heart,
right,
and every little cell in your body.
Now, here's another big study. Another big study finds that higher DHA from fish oil cuts Alzheimer's risk in half in the elderly cohort.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
50%.
Beautiful.
A new study they're quoting has found that higher levels of DHA lower the overall risk of developing Alzheimer's disease, which the doctors say would save billions of dollars in healthcare costs. The new research was the work of researchers based in Spain and the United States. It was published in the prominent journal Nutrients. The research used data gathered from the big medical study, Framingham Offspring Cohort. Of the more than 5,000 initial participants, the data from 1,490 subjects who were older than 65 and free of dementia was included in the present study. And the study, they included having the APOE gene, which heightens the risk of Alzheimer's, and as an additional data point. The study tested the blood of the subjects. All right? The cohort was divided into quintiles based on the measure. The subject's cognitive mental performance was assessed using the standard tool for that. And they found, the doctor said, our results concur with the growing research showing that increased DHA intake is a safe and cost-effective strategy in preventing Alzheimer's disease in populations. And the name of that study is published in 2022, Red Blood Cell DHA Inversely, that means drops associated with risk of incident Alzheimer's disease and all cause dementia by at least 60%.
Okay, all cause dementia is any kind of
any cognitive decline, you name it.
Every time you pause to think of whatever you're trying to say, or you can't keep track of it, that is an example of lack of circulation, excessive inflammation, and improper neurotransmitter activity in your brain. And
absolutely,
what did the doctors say? By using the super omega-3 fish oils, you reduce that. You give your brain a perfect lubrication job, and your eyes, and your heart, and every little capillary and artery in your body.
Right, and remembering your brain is a fat, and 60 to 70% of that are the EPA and the DHA. You've got to be taking it, and it's got to be the pure molecular distillation and high potency.
But you can't fall for the 1,000 milligrams of per capsule of fish oil. 1,000 milligrams, 1,000, that's enough for a month, right, right, right? No, wrong, wrong, wrong. They're not talking about EPA, DHA. They're talking about the bulk oil. The bulk oil contains what? Nobody knows. They aren't telling you.
Right. Now, you know, I'm going to applaud another big-time medical doctor, Mark Mukosi, MD, because he brings out this month on the big news. And he says here, this standout supplement works wonders for your waistline and your heart. Can you guess what that is?
Duh.
Here it is. I'm quoting the doctor and the research. quoting Dr. Mukozi, MD, and his. Mainstream medicine is always looking for that magic bullet drug that can cure whatever ails you. Of course, those of us, say the doctor, who understand how natural science really works, know this is a ridiculous and dangerous fantasy, looking to the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And now, says the doctor, exciting new research shows that an amino acid called acetyl-L-carnitine lowers blood pressure and whittles your waist at the same time.
Beautiful.
And since
beautiful.
Obesity and high blood pressure are key factors for cardiovascular disease, that means acetyl-L-carnitine is a powerful protector against the world's number one killer. Now, here's the study he's quoting. This new study was said to be the first meta-analysis. That's an analysis of all the research.
That's many analyses
that's right.
Put together, and they reanalyze every one of them.
That's right.
And find out what is the ongoing major theme of all of these different functions.
That's right. He goes that this new study was said to be the first meta-analysis investigating the effects of acetyl-L-carnitine supplementation on risk factors for metabolic syndrome, including blood pressure, waist circumference, blood sugar, cholesterol, and triglycerides. Researchers analyzed 9 controlled clinical trials involving 508 people with a range of medical conditions, including diabetes, metabolic syndrome. Most of the studies lasted for 12 weeks. Participants took an average of 2,000 milligrams of acetyl-L-carnitine daily. Just like you recommend, then. That's just like you recommend. 2 of the trials with a total of all these participants measured the waist circumference, and the participants who took acetyl-L-carnitine had an impressive three-quarter reduction in waist size at the end of those studies. Those who took the acetyl-L-carnitine in the trials had a significant decrease in systolic blood pressure, and in 4 of the studies, with a total of 321 participants, the acetyl-L-carnitine group's fasting blood sugar significantly dropped. So it lowered the elevated blood sugar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Dr. Mukozi says, acetyl-L-carnitine is an amino acid. It plays a key role in transporting fatty acids into the mitochondria that produce energy and hydration for all cells. Simply put, says the doctor, the better the mitochondrial function, the better your body function and ability to fight off disease. And as a dietary supplement, I recommend acetyl-L-carnitine minimum of 500 milligrams at least 2 or 3 times a day. That's Dr.
his recommendation.
Yes.
Yes.
So isn't that absolutely wonderful? And then acetyl-L-carnitine has been a leader in Europe for a long time for brain and heart.
That's incredible. Now, again, we touched on this in a previous show, but acetyl-L-carnitine is different from L-carnitine.
Right.
L-carnitine is an amino acid, very important for muscles, for strength, for energy. Acetyl-L-carnitine is amplification 100 times more effective than L-carnitine
That's
itself.
That's right.
Because L-carnitine cannot cross the blood-brain
barrier. And the heart barrier. That's right.
The blood-brain barrier is there to protect the brain. It won't let certain things in the blood into the brain. It filters them out. It puts up a big dead-end road. No entrance here. Go on. Move on. Get away. But acetyl-L-carnitine, the brain metabolic factors open their arms wide and embrace acetyl-L-carnitine because acetyl-L-carnitine improves neurotransmitter activity in the brain. It improves the basic function of synaptic energy transference of neurons to synapse to neurons. The very basic core of brain function is enhanced by using acetyl-L-carnitine.
Right.
And it also strengthens the heart
That's
in the
right.
same way. It also strengthens your biceps, your triceps, and every other cell function in your body the same way.
And it's a dramatic help, too, because it passed the liver barrier and helps the liver to break down triglycerides, any kind of toxic fats mm-hmm. that can be raised up because of sugar consumption or other things, when they raise that toxic fat, that can actually be very poisonous to the liver
Absolutely.
And interfere with its function. The acetylform helps the liver to break down these toxic fats mm-hmm. too. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's
but
amazing.
Again, it's been a leader in Europe. They're not run by medical drugs.
Well, they are, but not to the same extent.
No, and they always give you the choices there. They mm-hmm. give you the choices. And that's a big player for the liver and the liver health. So I think and the brain and heart, how many great things do you have to do, right?
It's very simple. You get back to very simple, basic, super nutrition. That's what it's all about. You don't eat the poison food. You don't eat the food coloring. You don't eat the emulsifiers, the big improvement things they do to food. Improvement? Well, hardly improvement. But they modify the food source. You've probably heard the old adage, when you go shopping in a supermarket, shop the perimeter, shop the vegetables, shop the dairy, shop the meats and fish and so on. And leave the center aisles alone, because all the food today in this day and age is processed.
Right.
It is flavored with synthetic flavoring. It is sugar added to make it taste yummy, yummy. It is modified and bastardized to not being recognizable as the basic food that it was derived from.
That's right. And Mukozi, interesting that you're saying this, because he's making another huge, important point in September 2022, just now coming out with Dr. Mukozi, MD, saying, talking about the absolute critical, local organic farming is so critical for people,
yes,
which is what we
yes.
stress at Alive and Well.
That's what we have
what
on
we
a
do.
Daily basis. A daily basis, organic farmers
right.
bring their produce to Alive and
That's
Well.
That's right, and the juicing and the using in every conceivable benefit. Now let's hear what Mukozi says about this. Not only is organic food better for the environment, there's plenty of research showing it's better for our health. For one, the law saying you can't call something organic if it isn't. The law prohibits use of pesticides, chemical fertilizers, and other toxins whenever there's organically grown food. They're banned. Those poisons are banned. Mm-hmm. But there's also scientific evidence that organic vegetables contain more nutrients than their conventional cousins, which results in less disease, he emphasizes. In fact, including organic foods as part of your balanced diet is one of the very best things you can do for your health. Broth Cafe, Alive and Well, right?
That's right, honey.
And he goes on, he says here that, you know, when you're doing organic, genetically modified, that's GM seeds are prohibited. And foods cannot be processed with non-organic additives like artificial sweeteners, flavors, colors, or conservatives. Organic animal products, says the doctor, like meat, eggs, and dairy, must come from animals that only eat organic feed, are free range, or have access to pasture at least 120 days a year, and aren't given antibiotics or growth hormones. And could you read this? Because this goes along with what you have said so well. It's kind of hard to follow. I think we can summarize it. Eating organic eggs improves health.
Mm-hmm.
Who has said that? The organic food industry, okay? And he's saying that eating organic foods, organic eggs, had significantly higher lutein levels, anti-inflammatory, all right? And he makes that point. Eggs are the most complete food available to us with a full complement of amino acids, vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acids. Organic eggs are the only kind to eat, which is the only kind we use at Alive and Well.
For
only
sure,
kind.
Absolutely.
Organic eggs have to be sourced from chickens fed organic food and raised cage-free, so they have the ability to move around rather than being confined in small cages. You shouldn't
Or confined
eat
in large, empty buildings.
That's right, dear.
Buildings that are 300 feet long and 250 feet wide,
yeah.
full of chickens. And that's
right.
not an organic chicken. That's just, they call it non-caged. Well, it's a bigger cage, that's all.
That's right.
Instead of being a cage 3 feet by 3 feet, this is a cage 150, whatever the hell the measurements of the building are. One large cage with thousands and thousands of birds stuffed shoulder to shoulder.
That's right. And he says here you shouldn't eat any food from any source that contains synthetic hormones or antibiotics. Conventionally raised animals are fed synthetic hormones and antibiotics to fatten them up and prevent infections, which are more common in conventionally raised animals because they are often raised in horrific situations, says the doctor. He makes tremendous important points about the importance, okay? And this is an inflammatory connection, says McCosey reporting on this study, an inflammatory connection with non-organic foods. 2019. You see it?
Yep. Verbatim, folks, from the doctor. A 2019 review of 35 studies found that people who eat more organic food have reduced inflammation and less risk of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and less risk of obesity and less risk of metabolic syndrome, which is linked to diabetes and cardiovascular disease. They also have fewer allergies and less infertility. Not to mention, there's equally impressive research on the link between organic farming and environmental health. In addition to producing more nourishing food, research also shows that organic farming better withstands the growing worldwide challenge to feed more people without destroying the environment.
That's right, without destroying the environment. You want to, so many people say, well, we care about the environment. You care about the environment? Stop the poison. Mm-hmm. You care about the, and stop the all of those terrible things.
And here's something else, too. It's been deemed by food scientists around the world, bite for bite, the food that we're provided from the standard farming techniques and food marketing geniuses, bite for bite is 90% less nutritious bite for bite. What? Where does the other 90% of nutrition go? Why isn't it there? Because the food is produced synthetically.
Exactly.
Okay?
And toxic chemicals.
And all the world multi-billionaires say, look for more of it. You're going to love eating all the bugs, and you're going to love eating all the synthetic proteins, and you're going to love eating all the synthetic junk. We're going to feed you because we control the environment. We control the marketing. We control the farmland. Bill Gates owns more farmland than any human being in the face of the earth. And what's he going to do with it? Well, you got a choice. You
right.
can eat organically still, or you can follow Billy Gates.
Yes. Okay, so anyhow, we're committed to organic. We're committed to making it delicious and wonderful and varied and local support of the farmers. And all of those different products are there. Whatever your choice, you've got it there organically and wonderfully at Alive and Well and the magnificent Broth Cafe. You can call and have your order all ready for you. Whether it's your smoothies, your salads, your soups, whatever it is, it'll be ready for you if you don't want to wait. If you want to sit there, we got a gorgeous area now. Beautiful. Everybody loved that lovely marble area with all the seating and everything. And they're enjoying sitting there and enjoying the food right there. Or you can take it out. Either way, it's your choice. 877-4950 for any one of our services. Call us up and we'll do it for you. You can always call that number, 877-4950. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. We're just strictly educators. And one-on-one, set a time, 877-4950, with Dennis or with me, to share great information. No charge, no obligation. But it's comfortable. It's delicious. It's wonderful. And it can add to your knowledge. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. Isn't that right? Knowledge is power. Come to Alive and Well. And remember, Alive and Well, that is our mission. Alive and Well. We're Fanatic Organics.
And this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that
optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.